Shriram Tejoya Shashrutam.
Shriram Tejoya Shashrutam.
Dashat Yad Chitya Sakaya.
Dashat Yad Chitya Sakaya.
Maya Manavako Hari.
Maya Manavako Hari.
Deshate Stanam Aishvaryam.
Deshate Stanam Aishvaryam.
Shriyam Tejoya Shashutam.
Shriyam Tejoya Shashutam.
Asyat Yachit Yashakraya.
Asyat Yachit Yashakraya.
Maya Manavako Hari.
Maya Manavako Hari.
Vishnupadaya Krishna Pestaya Bhutari Simada Bhakti Vedanta Swamniti Namine Namaste Da Satyadeva Gauravani Pacharini Nirvashesha Sonyavari Paskatyade Satarini Jai Sri
Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivastava Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Ishate stanamaishvaryam Shriyam tejo yashashrutam Dasyat yachitya sakraya Maya manovakohari. This person falsely appearing as a brahmachari is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, who has come in this form to take away all your land, wealth, beauty, power, fame and education. After taking away everything from you, he will deliver it to Indra, your enemy.
Koji je došao u tom obliku da bi ti oduzeo svu zemlju, bogatstvo, ljepotu, snagu, moć, slavu i obrazovanje. Nakon što ti sve oduzme, daj je to tvom neprijatelju Indri.
This verse was spoken by Shukracharya, the traditional guru of Bali Maharaj.
Ovo stih izgovorio Shukracharya, koji je tradicionalni guru Bali Maharaj.
And he said so after he had recognized that the little dwarf-like personality who had come to him was actually to ask for three steps of land was actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Ovo stih izgovorio nakon što je prepoznao tog malog patuljka koji je rekao da isprosi tri koraka zemlje kao svevišnju božansku osobu.
Let me explain.
Objasniš.
Once on the northern side of the Narmada River, the great king Bali, who was lord and master of the whole universe, performed a yagya.
Jednom je na sjevernoj strani rijeke Narmade Bali Maharaj, koji je bio gospodar i upravitelj cijelog univerzuma, izvodio žrtvovanje jagnje.
He had taken possession with his mighty army of not only the lower planetary system, but the middle and the higher planetary systems as well.
Sa svojom moćnom vojskom, on je zauzeo ne samo niže, već je uzeo srednje i više planetarno sistema.
And he had chased King Indra from his throne in the in his town called Amaravati, he had chased him away. The demigods were so afraid of Bali that finally they came together to pray for an incarnation who would give them their towns and cities back.
Polubovi su se toliko bojali Bali Maharaja da su se skupili i molili su gospodina da manifestira inkarnaciju koja će im vratiti njihove gradove natrag.
As a result, Krishna had appeared in a very special form, the special form of a little dwarf.
I rezultat tih molitvi je bilo da se Krishna pojavio jako posebnom obliku patuljka.
And he came into the sacrificial arena of King Bali wearing a belt made of mundya straw and an upper garment of deer skin and a sacred thread.
I on se pojavio u žrtvenoj areni Bali Maharaja noseći pojas od mundja trave, gornju odjeću od jeljene kože i sveti konac.
In his hand he was carrying a danda, a water pot and an umbrella against the sun.
I svojim rukama je nosio dandu, posudu za vodu i sunturu.
And when he appeared in the sacrificial arena, all the priests were blinded by the divine effulgence emanating from his body.
Kad se pojavio u areni, svi svećenici su bili zaslepljeni božanskim sjajem koji emanirao iz njegovog tijela.
So Bali Maharaj, who saw this beautiful boy, immediately offered him a seat, washed his feet with the water and sprinkled the water on his head. Then he asked the mysterious personality Can I offer you some charity, money, jewels, land, anything?
Не піде тобі серйозну особу. Але ти можеш поклонитися нечому милості, не можеш дати новце, не требує землю, біло, що ти можеш дати.
He said, you are a brahmachari.
Рекав, ти си брамачарі.
If you want, I can marry you.
Ако желиш, можеш те оженити.
Give you a house.
Можеш дати кучу.
A chariot.
Кучу.
And enough wealth so that for the rest of your life, no problem for you. And enjoyment is there also.
І довольно блага, так да тільки цілим живот не будеш мати проблема, а сидячи ще у живому.
Medyutim, Lord Vamanadev, he said something very interesting. He said, no, I'm sorry, I don't want anything. Except there was a little problem. Just before I came here, I set some place to chant my Gayatri Mantra. Medyutim, the man who owned the house and the land said, please go away, I don't know you.
Але чоловік, коли був посідник до кучі землища, мене замовили до один, за те, що мене не познав.
Therefore, I need land as much as you can cover with three steps. Not more. And then Vamana began to preach. He said, the greed, he used a certain logic. He said, the greed increases with the benefit. Do you know this? When you get something, it's not that your desires are satisfied, but they become bigger. This is the problem with fulfilling material desires. The example in the Bhagavatam has been given of a fire which gets fresh ghee. It will become more stormy. Desire more. Vamana said, if I'm not satisfied with three steps of water,
Land.
Then I won't be satisfied even if I own the whole universe. Therefore, I desire to be just dobrodošli, Branko. I won't, if I'm not satisfied with three steps of land, I won't be satisfied even with the whole universe. So, only if I'm learning to be content, I can satisfy my desire. He was preaching like this, and Shukracharya listened to this, and he said, that's not an ordinary beggar.
Так би вам не проповідав, Шукрачарія слушав, і дошли до закінчення, що це не обичний просіб.
He must be God.
Він може бути Бог.
And I guess he has come to take everything away from my master. Bali Maharaj.
І предпоставлен, де дошло до дозволу сил до господара Бали Махараджа.
And then he will not be able to pay me any longer for my priestly services.
І онда Бали вже не ще бити стане да ме плаче за мою священичку дужність.
So therefore he said, careful, be careful, Bali, he is God, he wants to take everything away from you.
І що я рекав, Бали, буде опрезан, он і Бог, і жертві все одозвати.
That is good. As I look around the room, And my eyes fall on you. I can also see Hare Krishna, Dobro Došli, Adibo. Oh, here's Lalita. So as I look around the room and my eyes fall upon you, you also have nothing.
Ako pogledam kroz sobu I pogledam njegovu osobu, vidim ćete ta osoba da bude ne posjeduje ništa.
Even Meera Chandra, son of a famous politician, if we ask him, he can only give us some fig chutney, but nothing more.
Čak I Meera Chandra, koji je sin velikog političara, ako ga pitamo sve što može dati, to je čutney od smokava, ali ništa više.
Krishna has taken everything away from you.
Krishna is so good.
How do you feel? Just a few years ago, I was disinherited and I lost 4 million marks.
Samo prije par godina, meni je upravo nasljedstvo bilo oduzeto I izgubio sam 4 milijuna maraka.
Yeah, my grandfather died, but I didn't get anything.
Moj djed je umro, ali ja ništa nisam dobio.
I got Krishna conscious. I got the blessings to be in the movement for Krishna consciousness. There is something very interesting which we want to study today. In the Bhagavatam, there is an important verse. It goes like this: Sadyam dishatya titamatito ninam naiva tado yat punaratitayata sayam vidate bhajatam manichatam icha pidanam nijapada palavam. Whenever Krishna is requested to fulfill one's desire, he undoubtedly does so, but he does not avoid anything which, after being enjoyed, will cause someone to petition him again and again to fulfill further desires. When one has other desires but engages in the Lord's service, Krishna forcibly gives one shelter at his lotus stopala, which, where one will forget all other desires.
Kad god neko zamoli Krišnu da mu ispuni želje, Krišna to nedvojbeno čini, ali on ne podaruje ništa što nakon što se poživalo o tome će uzrokovati tu istu osobu da ga moli iznova I iznova da mu ispuni druge želje. Kada osoba ima drugih želja, ali se ipak uključuje službu gospodina, Krišna na silu daje osobi utočište svojeg otca I stopala, zahvaljujući kome
Yeah. Now this is a very, very practical shloka. It is spoken directly for us. In our hearts there are also desires. Now, as we were talking just a little bit earlier, the nature of material desires is, if they are fulfilled, they become stronger, more. You want more and more and more.
Kako smo malo prije razgovarali, priroda materijalnih želja je tako da ako ih ispunite, onda se sve više povećavaju.
You cannot actually become satisfied by fulfilling material desires. It's simply not possible.
Ne možete postati zadovoljni ispunjavajući materijalne želje. To jednostavno nije moguće.
So when Krishna sees his devotee having such type of desires, he actually does something very, very special. He thinks, well, this devotee, he will ask, and if I give him something, he will ask again and again and again for more and more and more.
Sada ovaj bhakta traži nešto, da ako mu dam to, on će tražiti iznova, iznova, iznova sve više I više.
And the second thought Krishna has is, my devotee doesn't really know to whom he came. He doesn't know that I am able to actually fulfill all his desires in one stroke. So then, after Krishna has thought like this, he makes a special arrangement. To some of his devotees, he fulfills their material desires. But in addition to that, he gives himself to them. And then they lose all material desires. Look at Dhruva Maharaj. He wanted a whole kingdom. Now Krishna knew, if I would just give him the kingdom, he will want the stars afterwards. So he also revealed himself in addition to the kingdom. And stopped Dhruva Maharaj's material desires. In our heart there is a fountain. Fontana, yes. Come. The fountain of material desires. More and more is coming. We stand before the fountain. This is ever going to stop. It is stop if Krishna appears in our heart and with his toe stops the fountain.
To će se dogoditi ako Krišna se pojavi u našem srcu i svojim nožnim prstom zastavi tu fontanu.
Fontana, yes. Like in Dhruva Maharaja's case.
To je u slučaju Dhruva Maharaja.
His desire was fulfilled, but Krishna stopped further desires to come.
Njegova želja je bila ispunjena, ali Krishna je uredio da se ne pojavi u novoj materijalnoj želji.
In other cases, Krishna does it differently. Krishna may choose to take everything away from us. Now you may say, I have nothing. Only two devotees or two zaris. And maybe some tooth cream, that's all. Krishna won't be able to take much away from me. Because I don't have much. Well, there are many more things which you carry around with. My desire for position. My desire for comfort. And recognition. Sometimes Krishna just takes everything away. And then the devotee who is intelligent has to understand, well, who is now my shelter? I cannot take shelter in a position. I cannot take shelter even in recognition. My only shelter is Krishna now. So, to protect the devotees from false prestige, Krishna shows special mercy and sometimes takes away everything. Our human life is meant actually for self-realization. It is not meant for increasing unwanted things. But a conditioned soul always is engaged in increasing his unwanted stock of things.
je uvijek uključena u povećanje svog neželjenog, neželjenog onoga stvari.
I once met a brahmachari who told me that every, that his goal is to keep his possessions to a very minimal, minimum.
A jedan kutra brahmačari pa mi je rekao da je njegov cilj da, da očuva što je moguće manje, da, da posjeda što je moguće manje stvari.
He says it's a constant fight.
Rekao da je neprestana borba.
Because the tendency is that it gets more and more and more.
Jer generalna tendencija je da osoba prikuplja više i više.
Take this.
Uzmi ovo.
That. Here you get a new wristwatch.
Evo dobiješ novi sat, ručni sat.
A new spoon.
Evo nova, nova žlica.
And in this way it be. And also our, this is what happens in the material world. You, you get kicked over with things.
To je ono što se zbio u materijalnom svijetu, bivate pretrpani sa različitim stvarima.
So, in America, it's so wild. I want to tell you, in America, there is now rental space offered for the people of America so that they can store the things which they cannot keep, you know, in the house any longer, in the storage rooms.
U Americi je situacija takva da se ljudima nudi, iznajmljuju se određeni prostori gdje ljudi mogu čuvati stvari koje, za koje više nema mjesta u svojim skladištima ili u svojim domovima.
Da! You, you know, you have your house and then you have 400 square meters of storage room somewhere. There are all the things, you know, which you have accumulated.
Recimo, cijelo svoje kuće, vi imate 400 metara prostora u kojima skladišete stvari i koje ste se kupili.
There are your extra shoes.
Više vaših cipela se tamo nalazi.
And your extra pants.
I vaše kemijske olovke.
And your extra shirts.
I sve košulje i majice koje sam više.
And extra stolica.
I više stolica.
Extra TV.
Extra
cars.
Auti.
Toothpaste. I mean, everything you can have, rings. This is how material life is, you know, increasing unwanted things.
Tako materijalni život povećava neželjene stvari.
But if you, but see, the human life is for swimming over the ocean of material birth and death.
Ljudski život je namjen za to da proplivamo preko oceana rođenja i smrti.
But if you want to swim over an ocean, you cannot have so many things on you.
Ako želite proplivati ocean, ne možete imati tako puno stvari na sebi.
You usually take everything off and just have a very light pants or, you know, very light cloth so that you are not in any way hampered.
Obično bi ljudi prirodi morate imati na sebi jako lagane hlače ili nešto jako lagano, uopće tako da ne budete ometeni.
Yes, when you swim over an ocean. So, in our human form of life, we should take care that we don't accumulate unwanted things.
Dakle, našem ljudskom obliku života, ali trebamo se poprimati da ne prikupljamo neželjene stvari.
A devotee, therefore, doesn't want to have more.
Svoga bhakta ne želi imati više.
Not more position.
Ne želi više položaja.
Not more things.
Ne više stvari.
And so on. He wants to have as little as possible.
Želi imati što je moguće manje.
Yes. This is a fact.
To je činjenica.
So, now, when a devotee has Krishna, at that moment he loses all desire for anything else. It is described about Srila Vyasadeva, when he saw the Supreme Lord in his trance of self-realization, he lost all hankerings and all desires.
Opisano je Šrila Vyasadeva, kada je svom jogičkom transu uvidio svešnju božansku osnovu, izgubio je sve žudnje i sve želje.
He became perfectly happy.
Postoje savršeno sretan.
Even human life, we can therefore have a feeling of contact to Krishna. We become so satisfied.
Ako u ovom ljudskom obliku života možemo steći osjećaj dodira se Krishna, on će postati tako zadovoljni.
Even if you just feel a little bit of that contact, your satisfaction is so deep that you don't want to increase unwanted things any longer.
Čak i ako mali kontakt sa Krishnom osjećate, zadovoljstvo je tako duboko da nemate želju da nagomilate nepotrebne stvari.
So this is the special favor of Krishna to his devotees, that he does not just take away things, but Krishna gives himself so that the devotee loses the desires for everything else.
Dakle, to je posebna ljubavnost koju Krishna daje svojim bhakti. Nije da mu samo sve oduzima, već i daje samog sebe tom bhakti.
So today is Vamanadeva's appearance day.
Danas je dan pojava gospodina Vamanadeva.
A devotee can pray, please take away everything unwanted which keeps me away from your lotus feet.
I pate samo molite, molim te oduzme sve nepotrebne stvari koje mu udaljavaju od tvojeg lotus feet.
As we hear, Vamanadev, he took the three steps.
Kao što možemo saznati, Vamanadev je uzeo te tri koraka zemlje.
It said that he assumed a gigantic body as Lord Vishnu. And gradually he covered the entire surface of the world. And then by extending his body further, the whole sky was covered and his hands were in all directions. Then he made his second footstep and covered the whole span from the earth to the upper planetary systems. And then he said, where should I put my foot now? You are a liar. You have promised me three steps, but the two I have, there's nothing more to take with my third step. And then Lord Vamanadev arrested Pali Maharaj. He took away everything plus his freedom. Where to put my third step? This is my question. Now Bali Maharaj thought very deeply. He thought how great personalities give up even family relations and everything else to go to Krishna.
Razmišljaju tako velike osobe napuštaju i obiteljske veze i sve što posjeduju da bi prišli Krishna.
Some devotees even risk their own life just in the desire to please Krishna.
Neki bhakti riskiraju svoje vlastite živote vođeni željom da se bavi Krishna.
Now Pali Maharaj considered all this and then desired to give his own head to Krishna. He said, step on my head, I'm your surrendered servant.
Bhada Maharaj je sve razmatrao i na kraju je odlučio da preda svoju glavu gospodinu, rekao je, možeš staviti svoje stopalo na moju glavu, ja sam tvoj predani sluga.
This is how Bhada Maharaj surrendered everything.
To je kako je Bhada Maharaj sve predao.
This made him so glorious that he became a member of the 12 Mahajans, the 12 great authorities in devotional service.
Znači, to bi učinio toliko slavnim da on postao član 12 Mahajana, 12 velikih autoriteta pred nam služenju.
He had even given up his own guru.
On se odrekao čak i svog vlastnog guru.
Wow!
Yes, that was a Vyavaharika Guru, the Guru who, you know, is just teaching his disciple in traditional values. It doesn't mean that now we are very advanced, we will also give up our Guru, we give up everything, we give up. That was not, you know, this was not, in our movement we don't have such Gurus as Bali Maharaj had. But, you know, socially it was a difficult step. I mean, his, you know, traditional family Guru, they are called, it told him to not give anything to Krishna. And I mean, he said, no, I don't listen to you any longer. That was heavy. You know how much importance is given on the Guru. So today is the giveaway day. What will we give away to Krishna? Which desire will we give away to Krishna? This is not good for our advancement. This is a question for all of you. You can think about this. It can be the theme of today. It can be the tema of today's day. But more important than even giving away is how can we come closer to Krishna? How can we surrender our head, our Croatian head to Krishna? The Croatian thinks inside. Lord Vamana Deva ki jai, Gaur Premanandiya Devo. So do you have any questions regarding these subject matters?
Bhakti Maharaj was quite mysterious for me because he was actually from that fact that we know in from Srimad Bhagavatam, it was somehow maybe not so difficult for him to be one moment to be completely surrendered, but as you know, he was always in association with other demons, so we know that it's not so easy to develop love for Krishna and this sense of surrender in this association. So actually this was very interesting how he succeeded, because we know the importance of association.
Yeah.
And we may be even a little envious how it's possible for him to easily gain such a favor, that he was not associating so much with others.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very good question.
Pitanje je bilo za kako to da je Bali Maharaj uspio dostići tako visok stupanj Bhakti Yogi i uspio sve predati. Više u jednom trenutku, premda se nije družio sa Bhaktama, mi znamo da je velika važnost druženja sa Bhaktama, i on se družio sa demonima, pošto je njihov kraj. Zato pitanje je kako mu je uspio bez toga dobiti takvu milost.
It is described that this was a special mercy of the Lord to Bali Maharaj. See, you are right. In the beginning, he did not intend to give Vishnu, let me say, it came differently than he expected.
It is
I mean, he could not have expected that the Lord takes on a form which would cover the whole universe.
On nije mogu očekivati da će gospodin prihvatiti oblik koji će prekriti cijeli univerzum.
Imagine. Just growing and growing. That was totally unexpected.
To je potpuno neočekivano.
And that he would take away really everything. There was, but therefore it's described when Bali Maharaj saw, you know, when he was imprisoned, the Lord had captured him. There was a snake around his body which just kept him like someone in iron chains. He thought, well, what's going on here?
I kad je Bali Maharaj bio zarobljen, od njegove tijela bila omotana zmija koja ga je na taj način držala kao da je okovan gvozdenim lancima. Bali Maharaj je u tom trenutku razmišljao što se ovdje zbilo.
He was shackled by a snake.
Bio je okovan od strane zmije.
So, then the Lord just, then he thought, well, great personalities have given up everything for that, for the Lord. And maybe I should also do it. It must have been difficult for him. You know, the king, he was in shackles. Imagine, we, I mean, they would take now, what is it called, the man from Croatia, this, President Tucci, they would take him, you know, in iron chains, you know. He would be, his Lajan and ego would be totally finished. Yeah, he would be finito. Bali Maharaj was like this, but in that situation, he somehow gathered enough sense to surrender to Krishna. That was the mercy. In the Bhagavatam we hear sometimes of these personalities who outwardly appear as demons. But then they surprise us with the most beautiful prayers. Lalita wants to have the feast, you know.
Like a technical question, whenever I hear this description, how the demons say take over completely the universe, I'm asking myself what happens to the demigods, because they are actually in charge of the elements, they are the deities behind the different laws of nature. Can they still fulfill their function, or if the demons take over even this function?
I know that they go into hiding at this time. But you are right. What happens with those functions which the demigods do? I have once heard, now this, you cannot, please don't, you have to reconfirm it again, that I don't want to say it in a public way. It's so much beyond me that I have heard it only one time. All I know is they go into hiding. You can ask me later. It's very important that when we sit on this seat, we must only talk about authorized knowledge. All I have heard is they go into hiding.
jako bitno da sjedem noći u sjedištu, da govorimo samo autorizirane stvari. Sve što znam da sam sakrio.
Yes.
Također, u Bhagavatam postoji priča kako je Ravana htio osvojiti planetu u Bali Maharaju. Tako, to je jedina planeta koju se nije uspio. Zato je ga je Ravana da je lansirao u nije. I to mi zanima kako to predivao.
This guy that Ravana wanted to conquer the Bali Maharaja's planet. And this was the only planet he couldn't conquer because Vamandev was residing there. So he is interested in how is it that Lord Vamandev is residing in that planet?
How Lord Vamandev resides on Bali Maharaja's
yes. lower planet.
See the law. Lord was so thankful to his servant Bali Maharaj that he thought, now Bali has given everything to me, I will also now give him something.
Gospodine, bi osjećali zahvalnost prema Bali Maharaju, mislim je, Bali Maharaj mi je dao sve, sada mu ja moram nešto dati.
And he became the door god.
Znači, ekspandirao više puta.
Once Ravana wanted to go there.
Jedan je Ravana htio tamo otići.
But the Lord just kicked him away.
Ali, šutno.
Yes, and he just stayed there. Then Lakshmi became all envy. Lakshmi was thinking, where is Moimush? He went. But you know, the Lord can solve everything by his expansion, so he expanded himself there and went back to Lakshmi also. The Lord has also appeared in the movement for Krishna consciousness.
Gospodin se također pojavio u pokretu svjesna s Krishna.
On the many altars.
Na puno altare.
In the holy name.
U svetom imenu.
Anyone else? Mini boy.
Yes, we know that Shukracharya is a spiritual master for the demons. And we ask that they are demigods. From that Shukracharya possesses much more knowledge than Vihaspati. How is it possible? If it's true.
Yeah.
Opisano je da je Shukracharya duhovničitelj demona, Vihaspati, duhovničitelj polubogova. Međutim, od Padmanabe smo čuli da je Shukracharya ima puno veće znanje od Vihaspati. Kako je to moguće?
See, Shukracharya is in the wrong employment.
Shukracharya is in the wrong
employment. He is a Brahmana, but wrongly employed. he may be more knowledgeable, but at the same time he is wrongly employed.
How to understand the statement Srila Prabhupada said in one lesson, Srimad Bhagavatam, that when a person falls down in the river of ignorance, then these waves push him here and there. But the same Maya can save him when he surrenders to Krishna.
There is a statement like this,
mm-hmm.
You know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, please translate your question.
Srimad Bhagavatam, kada Srila Prabhupada, kada osoba padne u reku neznanja, onda ti valovi bacaju se jedne na drugu stranu, ali ta ista Maja ju može osloboditi kad se preda Krišni.
Well, you can understand that Maya is a servant of Krishna. And it is a fact that when a devotee tries to surrender, the same material energy which put him away, took him away from Krishna, helps him. For instance, our bodies. When we surrender to Krishna, our bodies become instruments to serve Krishna. We can jump around with them in kirtan. Or anything. Yesterday I was walking near the ocean. Because Maharaji Angelica had told me. And I was thinking how this ocean for a devotee becomes something which reminds him very much of Krishna. We were standing before the ocean and thinking, wow, this is Krishna's ocean. How wonderful. We felt the pulse of the universal form. Bing, 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 bing. Yeah. So the same. Now there may be another person who is plivanya in the ocean. Hunting, harpooning fishes. Getting all the bad karma. Now for him the ocean is Maya. For us it is Krishna. Krishna, when you surrender to Krishna, the material energy helps you to remember Krishna. And if you want to forget Krishna, it drags you away. It has two functions. Yes? Alright, so now it's getting a little late, I think. Today is also Ekadasi. Is this a fact, Purujit Prabhu? Ekadasi and Vamana Dev's appearance day. This is a wonderful combination. Srila Vamana Deva ki jai, Shri Gaunitai ki jai, Gaura Premana ki jai. Srila Sachi.